This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Come to the damages. Then we come to this $45.2 million in punitive damages. This is where I want your legal take on this, because I think we can all agree that what Alex Jones engaged in was defamation aimed at these two people. The jury was not incorrect about that. But is this fair? Is this just to completely financially destroy someone over, yes, defamation, but not even a violent crime?
Well, look, I think the judgment is likely to be reduced substantially. So the $45 million has two components. $4.1 million is compensatory, and it's what the jury concluded was the emotional, the damage to the reputation and the emotional damage that the parents had. They concluded that was $4.1 million in compensatory damages, and the remaining $41 million is punitive damages. Now, Texas, like many states, has passed tort reform where punitive damages are capped at double the economic damages plus $750,000. So most of that 40 plus million punitive damages is likely to be chopped down. And that's likely to be chopped down either by the district judge or on appeal. But I think at the end of the day, it's not going to be 45 million. It's likely to be a number significantly smaller than that, but still a big number. In terms of the basis for the $4 million in actual compensatory damages, I have not examined the evidence that the jury heard. Presumably there was some effort to quantify that. But look, that being said, I'm not troubled by someone who commits this kind of willful, deliberate action in order to make money, getting popped and getting popped substantially for being a predator and a vulture for profit. And even if this judgment gets reduced significantly, which I think it probably will be, there are a bunch of other Sandy Hook parents. And so there are other plaintiffs, there are other lawsuits that are ongoing. So I don't expect this to be the last verdict against Alex Jones for the same conduct, because when you harm a bunch of people, you under the law, you're responsible for the consequences of the harm you cause.
Never said their names. Now they say they're coming after Fox and everybody else. He's savoring this. He called the January 6th protesters, the peaceful ones, terrorists. He says they all deserve solitary confinement. I'm done with Ted Cruz. He's a monster. Robert Barnes.
But Ted Cruz got wrong. He admits he hasn't even reviewed the evidence, and yet he's willing and eager to come to conclusions about the evidence. That reflects a poor version of lawyering. He never was a very good lawyer, and he proves once again why he was never a very good lawyer. He comes from a long family history of deep state hack activities, and that's who he's always been. That's why he went after the president, Donald Trump, during the primaries. That's why he refused to endorse him at the Republican National Convention. This is just Ted Cruz showing his real face. This is a guy who's been propagating and whoring for every war that's ever been fought, out propagating and whoring for the current war in Ukraine and Russia, where he repeated a lot of lies. By Ted Cruz's definition, the Russian people could sue Ted Cruz into oblivion because he actually did make false statements that helped propagate and lead to actual deaths. Unlike what took place in the Alex Jones case. But his failure to research the case, his failure to review the case, his failure to understand the case, which is an ongoing problem of Ted Cruz and many of the people covering this case in the legal news, is an embarrassment of the legal profession. This precedent will be used and misused and abused to go after everybody, including Ted Cruz himself. And he's just assuming that because he's part of the politically privileged class, the politically protected George W. Bush wing of Republicanism in Texas, that he will never face this consequence. The problem is what these precedents, including those in Connecticut, have shown is that this will not be limited to one place or one location, and nobody will end up protected or privileged. Just as Alex Jones was the canary in the coal mine for social media censorship, Alex Jones's trial is the canary in the coal mine for the weaponization of the legal system to destroy our civil rights and civil liberties. And those who don't wake up to it are bound to experience its consequence as President Trump experienced in 2020.
That's so right. That's right. Stay there. I want to shift gears when we come back and talk about Ukraine, the economy, inflation, and more.
Elevave TP, PQQ, CoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, looking at all the big developments in the world. The global establishment has never been more hated, more attacked. They're striking back when he leaves us in about 10 minutes. I'm going to hit the global lockdowns are preparing, not for viruses, but for the environment. China's economic hub goes dark. The metaverse and our children. There's a bunch of developments to tie together. That's coming up. But, Robert, let's hit Ukraine and then other big issues that are on your radar screen. Because we're not supposed to talk about Ukraine anymore because it's not going well. We have this assassination of Alexander Dugin's daughter. What's the inside baseball?
Well, today, they basically detailed it all and figured out it was a Ukrainian assassin who was sent in using the fact that Russia is allowing people from the Donbass into Russia. They used a Donetsk license plate to sneak in, changed license plates, all the rest, got out of the country before being caught. But they've identified her. They have camera footage. They have other footage. They have all the details that show this was an assassination attempt in which some members of the media in the West are celebrating. Which shows how disturbing it is. They're trying to green light more and more dangerous activities using Ukraine as the pretext, using Pakistan as the pretext. If they can get away with it there, they're going to export it or import it right back into the United States and the West. It's not going to change Russia's approach. Russia's going to continue to move forward. The so-called Ukrainian counteroffensive that liars like Ted Cruz were saying was going to happen. Just the opposite is happening. Russia's marching into those exact regions and expanding even further its sphere of influence. It's only a matter of time now before Russia wins that conflict. Likely will have all of the land-rich regions of Ukraine, all the Russian-populated regions of Ukraine, all the way up from Kharkiv, all the way through Odessa. They're going to own the Sea of Azov. They're going to own the Black Sea. On the Ukrainian side of the aisle, Ukraine is going to be a landlocked country. And what's scarier is that this appears to be repeating and replicating the terrorism approaches of the deep state in the past, where they put in motion various terroristic engines and armies that then ultimately, of course, blew back on us. And if they're starting to unleash Ukrainian assassination teams and Ukrainian hitmen, because Dugin is on that list, that blacklist that Senator Rand Paul is on. I mean, all kinds of Glenn Greenwald is on. That's that Ukrainian NATO-blessed list of people they called Russian propagandists. Is it a coincidence? This is actually, I think, the third or fourth person on that list to be killed within 6 weeks. So, I mean, you're seeing increasing numbers of people being assassinated. Are they just going to create a terroristic army like Operation Gladio? Remember when we left those armies behind or units behind in order to fight the Soviets? Then they started doing domestic terrorism for 30 years in Europe, most prominently in Italy, but not limited to Italy. We might start seeing the same kind of blowback risk. So Ukraine continues to blow back. It's blown back mostly against the deep state. George Soros is getting crushed. Their economic sanctions war against Russia is failing. Their ideas for a global digital currency are disappearing overnight because nobody in the global South wants anything to do with it. And their efforts to replace Putin have failed. So in that sense, their efforts have failed. But in other efforts, the blowback may be against us, not only economically with energy crises, inflation and sanctions blowing back on us and limiting our economic progress, but may also blow back with not only criminal organizations that have been unleashed in Ukraine, arms trafficking, money laundering, human trafficking, but also now a building terrorist army of assassins being unleashed throughout the West and the world without any meaningful limits that will come back to hurt us and haunt us ultimately. We've put in motion again another dangerous army that could only lead to our own self-destruction if we don't put a stop to it sometime soon.
What do you expect Putin to do once he secured those areas in eastern Ukraine?
I think they're going to have referendums apparently this coming month in September. So they're going to use the model we used in the Baltics to say you could declare your own independence and then have a referendum that affirms it. He's going to replicate that, and he's going to do it throughout the entire Donbass. And I think he'll take the entire Donbass, everything from Kharkiv all the way down to the Crimea. So they have a land bridge. Then I think the next step is they're going to go into Mykolaiv. They're going to go up a little bit north. They're going to go over to Odessa. And it's not only because of its historical ties. It's where a lot of Russians live. It's where a lot of Russia has a lot of history going back multiple centuries in terms of founding a lot of these cities, establishing a lot of these communities. But it's also the land-rich and resource-rich region. This is where the good agriculture, the black soil, the famous black soil of Ukraine comes from. This is where the manufacturing and industrial base is. This is where the shipbuilding base is. And it gives them control of the Black Sea as well as the Sea of Azov. It goes all the way back to Peter the Great's obsession with Odessa and his successor's obsession with Odessa was Black Sea access, so access to the Mediterranean. Putin just cut a deal with Erdogan that's going to basically integrate large parts of Turkey into the Russian economic system as an alternative economic system away from the EU, away from the euro, the dollar.
And we see the euro in trouble. We see the ruble up. We see Russian oil exports at all-time highs. I mean, if I was trying to actually help Russia and screw up the Anglo-American establishment, I would do that. But I guess it's just the arrogance of empires that go to Russia to die.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's why Napoleon got caught there. That's why Hitler got caught there. It's a long extended effort of the arrogance of the aristocratic elites of Europe that think they run the world, that think they control the world, that think they can dictate.
That's right. They've been trying to take over Russia for 200 plus years.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is just their latest failed effort to do it. One more Russian winner will be the death of another empire. And in this case, it's a death we can cheer because it's the globalist empire. And so but that won't stop them from being even more desperate domestically and internally at home as they lose power abroad and globally. And are willing to risk more and more conflicts, like what may happen in China. They may be willing to risk a war with China, not because they oppose the Chinese Communist Party's mechanism of government, but because it's necessary to boost their domestic flagging political operations in the United States.
Everywhere the global Western establishment is involved, they're falling on their faces. Why don't they ever give up? I guess just for hundreds of years they've been in charge and they just think they're invincible?
Well, I think it's the core premise that you put out many times, which is that these are people who are addicted to power. That anybody who desires power and is successful at seeking it is someone that's disproportionately dangerous. And that's been the core premise that you've articulated for decades, and we're just seeing it on full display. The thing that makes it worse is that these people are dangerously incompetent. It's not just their moral compass that's broken. Their intellectual compass was probably never even present. We're seeing what would happen if we had a bunch of Hillary Clintons throughout the State Department, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, the various globalist NGOs and institutions. Well, that's what we got. We got a bunch of little Hillarys dictating our policies around the globe. And what will that
sure,
do?
And all the real people I know that have had to kill folks aren't proud of it, don't brag about it. Here's this sack of garbage that can't even wipe her own rear end, bragging how she killed this person, how she killed that person, Obama doing it. It's just the optics of it spell disaster. I hope there's some way to pull out of this.
Yeah, I mean, the irony is that the populists who oppose globalists have had to depend on maybe unlikely sources and allies like Vladimir Putin of Russia, because he shares an opposition to globalists. He was very public in his most recent speech, and he kept calling them globalists who don't care about their own country. elites that don't care about their own nation.
He called them the leftist globalist.
Exactly. And he just hammered over and over again who and what they are and did it in more overt terms than he has before. So thankfully, Russia's been able to push back against this globalist effort in a way that will limit the risk of global war. But what the globalists will likely do is then turn to China as another place to do it. Any place that they can find. That
which
they
is even more insane.
Completely more insane. It makes no sense at all.
Because we're totally dependent on China. We're not dependent on Russia. Europe's dependent on Russia, but we're not. It'll be, five times worse than what Europe's going through? I mean, Europe has like a quadrupling of gas prices. Our electricity bills, I've got to hear, up almost 47%.
Exactly. Imagine what would happen if all the supply chains break down by going to war with China. Imagine the risk of nuclear conflict that can occur. We live in real Dr. Strangelove kind of times. So that's why it's critical that ordinary, everyday people stay on the front line, hold the line, support places like InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com in order to be able to maintain a sense of freedom and liberty and democracy and humanitarianism against these insane.
That's right. We need a sanity button, and InfoWars is that. Robert Martins, thank you so much for the time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Boostar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Boostar.
Boostar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
FBI team that ran that false flag, that failed false flag, ran January 6th and ran the raid on President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Two men convicted in plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer just minutes ago. ABC News. A jury has convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. FBI says it foiled the plot, which it ran, to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Justice Department announced charges against six individuals in Michigan who were allegedly involved in months-long plot to kidnap Whitmer. And the judge said it doesn't matter if they were told to do it, doesn't matter if they weren't planning to do it, you will find them guilty. And the jury found them guilty. You know, I'm going to hit this huge news next segment. I want to talk about something this segment that I've only mentioned a few times. And you know what's crazy is I can talk about stuff here and it becomes a huge national news story. But things that are really important, the millions of you tuned in hear it, but that's it. It's like we're in the phantom zone. But in negotiations to try to settle the fake rigged Sandy Hook lawsuits, they told us, just come out against the Second Amendment and we'll drop it. And I said to my lawyers, I said, is that even legal? They said, yeah, in a negotiation it is. They don't even care. They would love for me to just join them and I'd have a CNN show every night. I don't want to be that person. I couldn't live with myself. I mean, I feel good about what I do. I tell the truth. I do the best job I can to be accurate. But I just want listeners to know that's where we are in this country and in this world, that most people don't even question. They're not even asking whether they're selling out or not. They say, give me the talking point, and I will repeat it, and I will say whatever you want. Just give me a job. And I look at a country and a world of men and women like that, and I ask people, do you think you're going to have a good future when nobody stands up for basic human rights and freedom? When whole groups of people are being destroyed, you don't think that's not going to turn around and bite you? Where's the empathy? But that's why they attack in thousands of articles a week, hundreds of TV programs a week. That's conservative. Every local news station, radio, you can't even track it. Bill Maher, all the late night comedy, HBO shows. I can't even keep track of it. Imagine being attacked by national news 100 times a day. That's a conservative number. But I'm not being a victim. We've done what they didn't think could be done. We've energized the global resistance to the New World Order, to their globalist program. And so I got to be honest with you, I am spectacularly pleased with all of this. And what I've gone through to get here has been negligible. But I will say this. I am truly horrified by how cold-blooded they are and how they have rolled out these shots that are sterilizing and giving people heart attacks and strokes and erasing their immune systems. And it's mainline news now, And still the people that took the shot say they love it, they want more. And so you think to yourself, well, God, let them die then. But see, you know the answer to that. God's watching. They're going after the children. We can't be like the New World Order and say, well, the public's so dumb, let them die. But that's really where we're at here. God's never letting me get out of this fight. They're going to take me out of this thing feet first. And I was such a fool in Hawaii when I married my second wife 6 years ago when she was pregnant with my youngest daughter. I said, I've done my work. I've exposed the New World Order. And I just want to write a book a year and make a film and just cogitate and just, you know, do a few interviews. And I don't want to be a leader. And I've done my job, and I can see where this is going. And I just want to step out now and watch others fight the fight. That's never going to happen. See, I'm just like you. I want to go fishing. I want to go hiking. I want to go to church. I want to paint. I want to play cards. I want to go deer hunting. Can't do it, folks. And I get you deserve to go deer hunting. I'm not saying you shouldn't go. I'm just saying that when you realize this is the end of civilization as we know it, and everything you've loved, everything your forebears handed down to you is being robbed and taken, you're going to realize that this generation will fight and defeat the New World Order culturally, economically, spiritually. If they attack us first physically, we'll either fight and win or we'll roll over and die. And I, as a man, just can't roll over. And so 10% of me wants to just fade off into oblivion, not out of cowardice, just out of being sick of dealing with these people. But I realize they're not going to go away anyways if I went away. But here's the real problem, and I know you feel the same way. 90% of me is pissed at Alex Jones. That I've made mistakes, that I wasn't strong enough. That I didn't have all the answers. Or when I had the answers, I didn't follow the Holy Spirit. And that this is so horrible and so real, and we were so right, and all the infrastructure is being cut off, and all this hell is being set up. And I go, I had four children. What about their future? What do I do? And I just have not, the word is not guilt. I'm not a guilty person. I'm very comfortable with what I've done. I put everything on the field. But it's not a feeling of guilt. It's a feeling of burning in the spine and the brain and the heart and the guts and in my feet and in my fist that you will not let these people do this. You will not let them dominate. You will not let them break people's will. And you will defeat them. My spirit is on fire. And it's literally got me by the scruff of my neck. That's why I'm not scared of these Satanists in the New World Order. They don't even exist, ladies and gentlemen, compared to God. I'm God-fearing. Because I've got a connection to God just like you do. And I'm in God's presence. And I can feel the anger. And I'm just here going, I know, I try, I what am I doing? And then God shows me what's going to happen next if we don't stop them. It's horrible. All right, I'm going to try to look into the future here when we come back. I already know the future. And I'm going to tell you what's coming next when we come back. It's quite the stack of news. And we're going to do it. Get ready for what they fear most.
The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And
despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I remember reading history books about Ceausescu's communist Romania and places like North Korea, where they would regulate and turn off the power and keep people poor and starve them as a form of feudalism. And that's what the Rio de Janeiro George Herbert Walker Bush meeting was about in 2002, was setting this up. And so they're artificially cutting the resources off, and we all know that. But now it's not some beta test. It's not some hypothetical. They're doing it everywhere. And farmers all over the world are battling back because they just say, yeah, you got to kill half your cows this year. They're bad for the earth. Oh, your sheep are bad. Smart meters just so happen to be in all the new appliances for a decade. And now the governments of the world, starting in Germany and Italy, are going to remote control your thermostats and your stove and remotely turn off your lights at 8 p.m. And Communist China, the beta test model of this, is doing it in their biggest cities at 8 o'clock at night, like you're in a prison, lights out, no power. And it's all wired in by design where the elevators and everything still work. The police still have lights. The government buildings have lights. Just like in Ceausescu's Romania, the government district would have lights. And at 7, 8 o'clock at night there, they turn the lights out again, like you're in a prison. And we're like, this is happening. And it's globally coordinated. And they're trying to forcibly inject us with poisons that erase our immune systems and give us heart attacks and blood clots and sterilize us. It's on mainline news. I mean, why would anyone go along with this? Because there's all these people that work for the system and the corporations and government, you name it, that pretend they're on the winning team because they're going along with this. When you're not on the winning team, you're on the losing team. What do you think chivalry is that was developed in Japan and ancient Europe and other places? They learned rules so things wouldn't get out of hand. Only men kill men in combat. Tony Montana, no women, no kids. Because you don't want your women and kids targeted. Let's just let the men do it. Hey, let's car bomb some guy's daughter in Moscow. Ha, that's funny. Now they'll car bomb you. And now you don't have the moral high ground to say no to that. It's a slippery slope to hell. And we've already gone off the slope. So let's go ahead and go over some of these news articles. I've got stacks of them here. And they're incredible. China's economic hub goes dark. Shanghai has switched off decorative lighting amid soaring electricity demand caused by the heat wave. Sure. They have unlimited power over there. They build three new coal power plants a week. But it's the same global program everywhere. Brits will be paid to shut power-hungry appliances off. German government announces they'll use smart meters to artificially control it without your say. But the Brits say, oh, we're monitoring your devices and we'll know if you did it. The same thing. You're under surveillance by your refrigerator, by your dishwasher, by your smart hub power meter. I told you 20 years ago this was coming out. They would do it because Enron developed the scam 30 years ago, and we're here. World Economic Forum recommends humans become cyborgs. There's video of this. Implant brain chips. They are solid and rational reasons, that's a quote, for children to be microchipped. Here's Noah Harari, you all know Harari, about hacking the human brain, making kids in school wear VR goggles that nauseate them, lower their IQs, destroy their minds. And who's behind it? World Economic Forum unveils virtual global collaboration village as the future of strong public-private corporation. You say, well, they'll never be able to make anybody do this, except they come in with the corporations that have unlimited funding and say, no, 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 you will now work in a virtual reality and you will wear a headset 8 hours a day and we will make kids in school do it. This is literally the proto-matrix forcing people onto the system. Here's another one. At Accuture, 150,000 new hires will spend their first day at work in the metaverse. Forbes. Forbes is owned by Communist China now. Oh, you got your job, but you got to wear a headset all day, forcing you into this false reality because soon you can't commute, you can't have a car, you can't leave, you're on lockdown. They admit that. This is the environmental lockdowns. Police officers meet residents in the metaverse. Oh, you don't call 911, you put a headset on. Most expensive metaverse properties, including $4.3 million purchase of empty virtual land. Talk about money laundering. Can the metaverse predict the future or even allow for time travel? The AI expert thinks so. Oh, it's the place to go. You won't be given access to the market unless you agree to be part of this that forces you in to their fantasy land. They know what they're doing. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. In fact, in the future, We don't exist. But evil's tried this over and over and over again. And evil's not omnipresent. Evil's not all-powerful. It just can't help but try to take over. In fact, there's a comment from Twitter. Putting a dollar in the Assyrian Alex Jones was right tip jar. This was 2,800 years ago, carved on an Assyrian stone tablet. Our earth is degenerate in these latter days. Bribery and corruption are common. Children no longer obey their parents. Every man wants to write a book, and the end of the world is evidently approaching. You can say, well, they were wrong, but the end of their civilization was approaching, but it was then reborn. So, yes, we're entering the end of that era. And I have a whole other stack of news where they're banning cows all over the world, and I mean, you know about it all. It's all out there. In fact, let me just show you this stack. The average U.S. household pays 47% more for electricity than a year ago. I mean, that's war. Almost a 50% increase in power in the United States in 1 year. And it's only climbing, as you can see, projected to be 100% increase within another year. And it only goes up because we put up with it. Cutting off the pipelines, cutting off the gas, cutting off the oil fields, cutting it all off. But then buying record amounts from Venezuela and Saudi Arabia. And, I mean, this is war. And they've got actuaries and numbers out there. They'd have to build over 1,000 more coal power plants. They've shut down more than 1,000 since Obama got in. There isn't enough hydroelectric. There isn't enough solar to even pay for 10% of it. They need to put in 1,000 plants to make half the car fleet, which they say will be electric by 2030. And Ford and Dodge, and everybody's announcing, we're not making gas cars anymore starting in the next few years. They've already announced they're canceling most of your favorite vehicles, Dodge and Ford and Chevy, and big layoffs and the horrible acid fields in Africa and the way they mine this stuff. And it uses more carbon than gasoline. They don't care because it's about shutting things down. China's not going to electric cars. Mexico's not going to electric cars. India's not going. You're going as economic warfare to shut you down. Think about that. They'd have to build 1,000 coal power plants on the average size to have enough power to pay for electric cars, to have energy for them. California just banned four-wheelers and lawnmowers, anything that takes gas. There aren't even the electric things they need to even do to mow the lawns. This is economic warfare. They're not giving us a replacement. This is a total criminal shutdown. Add more on this when we come back. Australian banks are banning car loans for anything but electric. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOWpneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jim Farley, along with the executive chairman Bill Ford, announcing layoffs this morning. The company will eliminate 3,000 white-collar jobs and contract jobs worldwide. This as the company cuts costs to make the transition to electric vehicles.
And of course, the savings from a vehicle perspective of owning, maintaining, and not having to fill up are just enormous.
And really, you could make the same argument we were talking about tax breaks for adding solar panels, energy efficient windows, appliances, heat pumps. You know, what do you say to the families who simply can't afford this stuff in the first place?
Well, number one, for your home, yes, there are significant incentives in this bill, which is great, to reduce people's energy costs on a monthly basis. So, if you are low income, you can get your home entirely weatherized through the expansion from the bipartisan infrastructure law, a significant expansion. You don't have to pay for anything. If you want heat pumps, insulation, new windows, that is covered. If you are moderate income, today you can get 30% off the price of solar panels. Those solar panels can be financed, so you don't have to have the big outlay at the front. And when they're financed to the, in a way that reduces your energy bill, even though you have solar panels. With this 30% off, it's a significant incentive. Same thing with if you don't qualify for the weatherization program, you will be able to, starting next year, get rebates on the appliances and equipment that will help you reduce your monthly energy bill by up to 30%. This is all about reducing costs for people.
And yet the electricity prices continue to go up.
Electricity prices up 47% in 1 year. They tell poor single mothers, buy an $80,000 car, put solar panels on your apartment you can't put them on. It's okay, just put solar panels on the shack you're living in. You don't have the money to buy them, but it's okay. They want to get rid of the car. They want to get rid of mobility. They admit that. So they're simply saying, oh, here's our new plan that isn't a plan for a new system. It's a plan to destroy everything. The average U.S. household pays 47% more for electricity than a year ago. And, of course, in blue states and blue cities, it's over 60%. They are raping the hell out of their people, and they think it's funny. But here's the next level. Major Australian banks announced yesterday, we're not going to give you car loans for anything but electric. Australian bank makes announcement about future car loans. Is this what the left has in mind for the U.S.? Yes, the SEGs. Look at this article on The Guardian. The most damning and damaging farm products. Organic. Organic is bad. That's the headline. The most damaging farm products. Organic pasture-fed beef and lamb. Yes. Because they're farting, which then turns into natural gases that are good for the earth. Unbelievable. Green Party official, it's on InfoWars.com, tells Germans to use washcloths instead of taking showers. Take a whore bath. You don't get a shower. See, first it's, oh, limited shower heads. And it's like, you know what? You don't get a shower. But you know they're going to be getting their showers. This is a cult. The Biden transition energy czar tells poor people to buy solar panels made in China that are highly toxic. And it goes on and on and on. Declaration saying there is no climate emergency. Trends on Twitter. Greenies have a meltdown. That's on InfoWars.com. The mass culling of humanity herd is now underway. Here's exactly how it's being accomplished to achieve mass extermination. Key Mike Adams article, and I was given a sheet. I've lost it. Give it to me again. Mike's got some big breaking news, fourth hour. You definitely want to tune into that. But I want to play this clip now. Forget which clip it is. Find it, guys. Tucker Carlson talks about federal agents raid on an Amish farmer who was not following regulations on endocrine disrupting chemicals, which is what they quote. Maybe if he promises to put more chemicals in the milk that turn the kids trans, they can lay off. And they all over the news, he's Alex Jones now. These chemicals make girls go into puberty early. They feminize boys. That's in thousands of studies, but they just make a big joke about it. And, you know, Hogg, the pro-gun, anti-gun guy, he says, well, what's wrong with frogs being gay? Well, they don't have babies anymore, and they become extinct. Yahoo News, Tucker Carlson's Alex Jones idea, chemicals in the milk that turn the kids trans. And technically, they don't turn gay, they turn trans. And that's a fact, and they don't want that discussed. We're going to play the clip in a moment. Please remember, we're fighting the new world order toe-to-toe. You've done an incredible job supporting the broadcast. We have great products you already need. DNA Force Plus, sold out for almost a year, back in stock, helps your telomeres last longer, cleans out your cells, counters the globalist assault. There's so much for your immune system. It's back in stock, 50% off DNA Force Plus. We're about to end the sale on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula because they're very close to selling out again. InfoWarsStore.com to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Thank you all for your support and what you've been doing. It's changed the world. And while you're there, get X2, get VasoBeats, get Ultra 12. We sold out of Diet Force because we did a limited run of 10,000 bottles. And it's amazing. But hopefully 3, 4, 5 months, who knows, with the supply chain breakdowns, we'll get it. But let's go to break and start the next hour with a special guest coming up with Tucker Carlson directly over the target and freaking out the system.
So apparently someone in the Department of Let's Wreck America as quickly as we can in the Biden administration has decided we've just got too much food in this country, and the good food is the worst food. Food without endocrine-disrupting chemicals must be eliminated immediately. Only wheat thins for you and some bugs. So with that in mind, agents from the Biden administration, armed, have decided to attack the Amish. Amos Miller, an independent farmer in the old Amish village of Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, found out the hard way. The feds say Amos isn't adhering to regulatory requirements for food production. Again, not enough endocrine disrupting chemicals. You're not using enough GMOs. So with that in mind, federal agents raided his farm. They're demanding he stop farming. They're also trying to cripple him with $300,000 in fines. An Amish farmer. And Amos Miller says he's farming in accordance with his religious beliefs, and he's providing food for 4,000 people in what he calls a private food club. It's really a shocking story, and we wouldn't know about it if it were not for Jeremy Lofredo, who works for Rebel News. He joins us tonight. Jeremy, thanks so much for coming on. This one story is kind of hard to believe. They're going after an Amish farmer. Who are they exactly?
We have the U.S. Marshals Service recently raided Amos Miller's organic and holistic farm, demanding he cease operations, and they charged him, as you said, with $300,000 of fines, economically crippling the man. And what's happening is you have the armed federal agents are demanding he stop food production because of the meat, and you have him saying, well, you know what, I want to keep farming. So you have this back and forth between the giant empire of the U.S. federal government and this tiny little farm in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania.
So they went after gyms, organic farmers, and churches. So maybe they're against anything that's wholesome and edifying that makes you stronger and healthier and in favor of everything that diminishes you and makes you more dependent. I'm just sensing a theme here. Do you see this?
Yeah, and another thing the community says is that they're coming after Amos to set an example. They're coming after an independent, successful farmer who takes out the government middlemen and provides food directly to his community and his people. Now, by taking out the middleman, by taking out the government, you're taking power away and taking leverage away from the government and putting that power and leverage in the hands of the community and the farmers and the people. And another thing I'll add is Amos's farm doesn't use any gasoline or any fertilizer. Now, as you know, these commodities have become very expensive because of Biden's policies in regards to the war in Ukraine and Russia. So Amos has completely eliminated any risk coming from the international or domestic politics of the Biden administration. And, you know, they're coming after him for it.
Maybe if he promises to put more chemicals in the milk that turn kids trans, they'll lay off. Did any of the federal marshals decline to raid an Amish organic farm on principle, or did they all just go along with this? Do you know?
All I know is that many federal agents did not declined to go and did go along with it and raided the farm and took inventory of Amos's farm to make sure that he doesn't sell or produce any more meat.
You know, we're for law enforcement, broadly speaking, but there's such a thing as conscience, okay? And they should not have gone along with this. When they tell you to raid an organic Amish farm, that's when you bow out, okay? I would say. Jeremy, I appreciate your story that you did. It's shocking to believe it's real, but it is. We're thankful that you came.
Thank you.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.